This is Discovery with a K.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome back to a new episode of Discovery with a K. I'm your host, Kathleen.
My name is Ilse.
And today, I'm taking over, people.
Oh, yeah.
Because the group we're talking about today was one of the first groups I got into. And it just seems fair that I take on these ones.
True. Very true. This is completely your department. I've heard of them, listened to them.
Yes.
Obviously, can't really listen to K-pop and not hear of them.
Yeah.
But I know most of the members, but you're going to introduce me anyway, so take over.
Exactly. I'm quite sure you don't know a few of their names.
Look, I know their faces. That's the most important part.
Anyway, we're talking about GOT7, people.
Yay!
Yay! So let me give a bit of background on how I found GOT7. So this is me back in the day, and I was watching...
How long ago are we talking about?
A few years.
Child Kathleen in her natural habitat.
It was like probably 2015 or 2016, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
Actually. And then there was this show, Win, who was the next winner, where Winner was formed, remember?
Oh, right.
They did a competition. There was this traditional thing where JYP and YG would go on to like compete with each other with the trainees or whatever. And GOT7, the trainee GOT7 was in that show. And then you have this historic moment where Jackson is flipping or flying around the
Wasn't that one of their the first concepts? Like a tumbling group or something?
Yes, that was one of the first ones. That is correct.
Look at me!
Oh my god. Woo!
Knowledge.
So let's start a bit with like facts about GOT7. Yes. Okay, so they debuted in 2014 under JYP Entertainment. Actually, that reality show might have been before that. But I just watched it late, I suppose. And they debuted in 2014 on the JYP Entertainment. They left JYP Entertainment this year.
But that they did, the 7-year curse.
But they are still a group. They own the rights to GOT7 now, the 7 members.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just amazing. They have 2 subunits. We have JJ Project and we have Just 2. You know Just 2?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they are fantastic. Let's start with the member, because the thing is that GOT7 is quite lengthy, okay?
Mm.
And the amount of albums they have is insane.
Mm.
Okay. They are like personalities in TV shows. They're being to reality shows. They're mentors sometimes. They're being in like so many type of variety shows. It's pretty insane.
I think it's very interesting how... Well, it happens quite often that you have a lot of international members in a group,
yeah.
Right? But they have such... a big presence internationally?
Well, after watching a lot of content from them, they used to say that they're more popular abroad than in Korea. So they used to say that quite a bit.
That's always an option, yeah.
There was this one they did, a few of them were actually, they went to Thailand, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they left Korea, they didn't have many fans, but when they landed in Thailand, it was insane. As in the amount of people waiting for them outside the airport.
You've Bam Bam.
We're gonna go into that later. Okay, so let's start with the members, because we have 7 members to go through, and they are all quite interesting, and they all have like...
Because it's GOT7. They've got 7 members.
Yeah. Anyway, let's start with Mark. So Mark, his full name is Mark Yeon Twang. He's American, and his position in GOT7, he's a rapper, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he has writing credit for all the raps, well, a few of the raps in GOT7, like a bunch.
Like his own or in general?
Like his own. He will write his own raps for the song.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So he participated in a Thai short film called Sanctuary. That's a fact I learned while doing this research. It's very interesting, actually.
Does he speak Thai?
I know that he speaks Taiwanese because he's a Taiwanese descendant, but he was raised in America. Okay.
Okay.
Currently, he's signed under a creative artist agency. This is an American label.
Mm-hmm.
And he released his solo single, One in a Million, this year. So this year, he released like his first solo single.
Yeah. Under his new agency, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that what's interesting with Mike is that he's one of the members that had kept like a low profile throughout the full career. So everyone knows Mark, okay? But he's keeping it like on the low. Pretty much. It's not like the other members that have like endorsements, acting, do this, do that.
Does he have a streaming channel now?
He does have a streaming channel now. He's a YouTuber. Go and follow, please. You know? So that is Mark. Then we go to JB. His full name is Lim Jae-bong, and he He's Korean. And he's the leader, main vocalist, center, and lead dancer. And he
so is, many roles at once, man.
He's incredibly talented. It's insane. So he's part of the Subin and JJ project and Just Do, okay? He's part of the R&B crew offshore. Please go and check that YouTube channel on the music. It is insane. It's so good.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's like an R&B crew. So imagine, it's just my style. R&B lo-fi mixed with incredible vocals.
Nice.
It's so good. Okay. So he has written and produced a lot of songs for GOT7.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just check his single Rainy. He was in this show called Hyena on the Keyboard. I think I probably spammed you with a lot of content from that show.
They're producing music.
They're producing a song.
Yeah.
So in this that same program, you have like Huasa and Loco for...
Hui from Pentagon.
Yeah. Well, was he in that season? I don't remember. But Huasa and Loco were in the same season as JB. So they just perform, and that song Rainy is such a good song. Also, there you see a bit of like the dynamics between JB and the members. I think he's struggling, he's writing a song, he's like, I want to do this, but sometimes back then the R&B producer was JYP. He was like, sometimes it feels like it's not too much, but mm-hmm. it's not enough for him. So you can see the struggle of him trying to produce this song for the group or for himself for the program, but having to go through this approval process. And the song might be incredible, but if it's not approved, it's just not gonna go out. Which I felt so sad, because
I mean,
boy, it was so talented. It was such a random thing. So imagine that he was sitting at this table, he had like random Polaroids,
mm-hmm.
and he was just thinking of a theme for his song. And then he was just, you know, playing with the keyboard, whatever, this and that. And then he came with a copter of Rain.
Mm-hmm.
And then he asked, he spoke with the members, all of that. And then that's how Rainy was born.
Cute.
You're gonna see that song. It's really, really good. Okay. So I said it before, the music of Offshore, incredible. Okay. And he is now signed on their higher music and released his solo single, Switch It Off.
Right.
Yeah. Still incredible. It's just so R&B-ish, sexy vibe. Love that song.
That's the one that was filmed in the forest.
In the very popular forest, yeah. We don't know about now.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what we're talking about,
oh yeah,
go to the KML and we have a feature about this forest that is showing up. Don't we?
No, we don't. Yet.
Well, probably we will.
Yeah.
Because there is...
It's this one forest that keeps showing up in music videos. And once you notice it, you can't unnotice it. And we noticed that two of the members with their solo singles filmed in the same forest, or at least that's what we think, right?
It might be a different forest, but so the trees, like,
they filmed on the same day, you know, they had two crews there chilling.
Yeah, so we do think that it's the same forest, because mm-hmm. it is in a few music videos at this stage.
Yeah.
It's like either started with...
Was it ONF?
One Us. One Us on the vampire concept they did, whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's now pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So that is for JB. Now mm-hmm. we go to Jackson. And Jackson, I had to shorten that, because Jackson is everywhere.
Jackson doesn't sleep.
Jackson is everywhere. And that's an understatement, okay? Mm-hmm. Jackson, it's like, if I was to say one member that everyone knows, it would be Jackson.
Oh, 100%.
It's like, you know Jackson won, even if it's from Korean shows or from Chinese shows or just American shows, because he's everywhere.
So I've read a few K-pop fan fictions, right? Jackson Wang shows up. If there's a party in the fanfic,
mm-hmm.
he's the one throwing the party.
Of course.
Or he's like the random friend that just is there vibing, you know?
That's Jackson.
He's going to be there. So just imagine that the love that people have for Jackson Wang.
Jackson is just very wholesome.
He's wholesome. He's adorable. I feel like he seems like a genuine good person.
He does, actually. Yeah, he does.
So
also, he's cried on TV. There was this one reality, JYP reality show.
Where they brought his mom over.
Yeah.
So sad.
He was crying. They brought like his mom and his dad. Mm-hmm. And he was just crying. And that broke my heart. It was poor Jackson. Well, anyway, let's go into the basic facts about Jackson. So he used to be a fencer until he decided to become an idol. Okay, mm-hmm. So he was training for the Olympics and won multiple awards as part of the national team. He was, yeah, I think that he was on his way to the Olympics. He decided, I'm going to be a K-pop idol.
Like, you know what? Such a career, yeah. You know?
So he auditioned for JYP in 2010 and started his training years in 2011. So he turned down a scholarship in Stanford to become an idol. So
that's insane.
Yeah, he got a scholarship for fencing scholarship. Uh-huh. In Stanford University, yeah. And he turned it down because he wanted to be an idol. In fairness, he did it. He made it.
Oh, 100%. Yes. No regrets.
No, No. Not at all.
But, like, that's kind of crazy when you think about it.
It is pretty insane.
The faith that you have to have in yourself that you're going to make it.
Yeah. Actually, I think he had this episode in the podcast from Dive Studios.
Mm-hmm.
What this book was from Dive Studios. And then he was talking about that he saw his friends going to the Olympics and achieving all these fantastic things, and he hadn't debuted yet. He hadn't, yeah. It was like, did I make the right decision?
Nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
But even if you debut, there's no guarantee. Well, he wasn't a JYP, so there's like a
65-70%. He was going to be known at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, there's no guarantee that you're gonna make it as big as they have now.
Yes.
So, but it's kind of a big leap of faith.
100%.
Just thinking about it gives me chills, man.
Yeah, so in 2017, he released his first solo album in China and established Team One. So Team One was his own agency, is his own agency, and to manage his activities in China.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he also started the United States distribution company called Snake or the Rabbit. So distribution company.
Based on like a popular myth from China, I'm assuming.
Maybe. I'm not quite sure about that one, but maybe. It makes sense. Anyway. Mm. Jackson has like a lot of endorsements. It's pretty insane. And he's super active in Shining variety shows.
Making coin.
The last one I watched, he was a mentor for, I think I kept showing her clips about this dancing show.
Yeah.
It was like a dancing, was it a survival?
Kind of survival.
Kind of competition between incredible dancers that were participating in China. And he was one of the mentors. And I just loved everything about that show. It's like the mentors weren't just there to be like, well, they were there to be mentors, but not just the figure itself. But they also had to compete to get more people on board.
So they had to show off their skill as well.
Exactly. Not just stand there and be stunning. You know. No, okay. But for real. You know what I mean? Like sometimes they're just there. Because they're popular.
Yeah. Well.
And it's fair enough as well. But I just love that they added that aspect to this show where he had to like prove his skill. And then his team would be like, oh my god, yeah. So they had to go into this little ring situation where they had to compete with each other. Mm-hmm. And it was so fun.
Like a boxing match with death.
It was fantastic. I loved it so much. I didn't watch the full lot because each episode is like an hour and a half. And seriously, how can it be that
many? We have day jobs, man.
Basically. Okay. So, and he does pretty much everything. We're talking about fashion designer, producing, writing, and TV personality. Boy is just so talented.
Mm. He's very entertaining to
watch. Yes, yes, yes.
He's very fast and snappy and very funny.
Yeah, but not in a extra way, if you know what I mean. Like, sometimes
he's a bit extra.
Yeah, but not like...
Like, cute extra, of course. Exactly. But not extra, like...
Over the top. Oh, he's not over the top. That's my point. You know? What did you choose?
He is over the top, but not too over the top.
It depends on the eyes of the viewer, and I don't find him that much over the top.
Yeah, let's agree to disagree.
I've seen too many variety shows, and out of all of the ones I've watched, he's a bit extra, but in an entertaining way, not in a cringy way.
Yeah, no, of course, yeah.
You know, that's my point.
Yeah, that's the same point here.
Okay. Okay, so he partnered with Sublime Artist Agency in Korea to continue his activities as part of Team One, and I think he moved Team One now to Korea. Mm-hmm. Like, part of his moves to Korea. And he has a solo career, okay? And
his music
is really good.
Awesome.
So I'm going to use a few recommendations if you want to listen to Jackson's discography. Mm-hmm. Papillon, that was his very
Papillon.
There were so many jokes
about GOT7 clowning Jackson.
So many, but that song is so good, you know. And then that was his first single, actually. Mm-hmm. And then we have Bullet to the Heart because we were both obsessed with it.
Is that the one where he's like Naruto hand shaping?
I think that's the one where he's being dragged around.
Oh, no, no, no. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But there was the other one where he was like Naruto hand signs.
He has a few.
Where he's like, I'm coming back from the dead.
I'm just mentioning two because, okay, you know.
Sorry. Yeah.
Jackson's discography is fantastic. So mm-hmm. go and check his music because it's really good. Now we have Yin Young. So his full name is Park Yin Young and he is Korean. His position is to vocalist, visual center and face of the group.
So he's pretty.
Yeah. So he is part of the subunit, the JJ Project, and he made his acting debut in Dream High 2. Actually, mm-hmm. many of the members were in Dream High 2 as like backup dancers or extras. Some of them had like a small part.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since he's been active as an actor. I think you've seen a few shows with him. Well, I've watched, anyways. He's in, like, He's Psychometric,
mm-hmm.
When My Love Blooms, The Devil Judge.
Well, The Devil Judge is on my to-watch list because that looks
insane. Yeah. And with this, he also has a few, like, supporting roles.
Mm-hmm.
So just, he's really good.
Well, it makes sense if he's the face of the group that he's also acting.
He's really good. Mm. He's really, really good. He's currently signed under BH Entertainment, and just not long ago, a couple of weeks ago, he released the single Dive, and it was just very cute. That's pretty much everything about him. There's a lot more, but, you know.
Oh.
So we go back, we go now with Jeonje. Jeonje is another member that has kept, like, a low profile, I believe.
Okay.
Like, you know him, but he's also kind of private, and also he is an animal person, and he's just so cute.
Wholesome.
Yeah, I don't know if you watched his meme, but he had like these live, wondering what he was doing something with the dogs, and he started barking. Do you remember
barking
that?
Barking or humping the pillow?
That was him as well. But look, that was his dog.
Oh, okay, Puppy G.
But it was like, he was doing this little live, and he like barked, like just to explain mm-hmm. something, whatever, and then all of his dogs started barking. And it was
domino
so
effect.
Chaotic. It was so funny to watch.
How many dogs does he have?
I think he has a couple, but I think he was like volunteering because he also have a lot. He's into like a lot of like animal welfare and all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
Animal
fair.
Rescue.
Yeah. Fair, fair.
So he has writing and producing credits for GOT7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he has a few OST releases because boy, his voice is incredible. Okay. Mm-hmm. Made his acting debut in the Netflix series So Not Worthy. And if you haven't watched that sitcom, just go and watch it because it's very funny. It's actually quite enjoyable.
It's cute. I mean, would I watch the whole season? Probably not.
It's so commitment. It's like half an hour episodes. And I did like, that was his acting debut. And I think he did super well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, and currently he's signed under Sublime Artist Agency.
Okay. Sublime.
Sublime. Yeah.
Sorry.
Spanish coming in. So we go now to Bang Bang. So Bang Bang, his full name is Kampimuk Puwakun. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's from Thailand and he's a sub rapper. So Bang Bang was a fan of Rain. This is how everything started with him. He was a fan of Rain.
Okay.
Rain. And he decided that he wanted to be.
Was that the inspiration for Rainy?
I don't know.
Sorry.
So he was a fan of Rain and he wanted to become an idol. And then he actually joined this dance crew in Thailand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And by the way, in this dance crew was also Lisa from Blackpink.
Oh.
So they know each other from like back when they were kids.
From way back.
Yeah. So at the age of 13, he auditioned from JYP and flew to Korea to become a trainee.
Oh, that's so crazy.
He was 13. Yes, he was a child. Yeah, pretty much. So he is very, very popular in Thailand, and that's an understatement.
Understatement of the century.
The amount of endorsements Bang Bang has in Thailand is pretty insane.
Mm.
So apparently you walk into Thailand and you see Bang Bang everywhere.
I mean, good on him, really.
100%. So he also has writing and producing credits for GOT7.
Mm-hmm.
And he released the OST for I'm Not a Con Artist for the Thai production The Con Artist. And I want to watch that movie. It's just very cute. Yeah, I'm not a con heart. You know?
Oh my god. Okay.
It looks so cheesy. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
So he officially debuted as a solo artist with the mini album Ribbon. Go and check out the art review in thecameo.com.
I wrote it.
And he's currently signed on the Abyss company. In an interview he made not long ago, he spoke about one of the things that he decided to go with Abyss company was because Sunmi was in that company.
Oh.
So, wholesome fact there. Very cute, if you ask
me. Are they going to release a dance video together?
Maybe.
I feel like they should.
Maybe. I don't know. This is just a very cute, you know, relationship.
Wholesome.
Yeah, very wholesome. Now we go to Jugyeom. Mm-hmm. So Jugyeom, his full name is Kim Jugyeom. He is the magnet. He's also Korean. He's the main dancer and sub vocalist in GOT7. So he's part of Just Two. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know Just Two, just check Just Two because they were so good. I'm gonna say no over Focus on Me. Okay,
that is a really good song.
Yes. Anyway, he was in the show Hit the Stage and won the first place. And that show, he's an incredible dancer. Let's start there. And that show had like the top dancers from like groups and also like other dancers in Korea. And he won the first place on the,
damn,
on the 10th episode. Yeah.
That's super impressive.
Yes. Very impressive.
Like, but I knew that he was good, but I didn't know that he was
that
good.
I think that every second episode there was a competition and a team won. And he won like in the 10th episode, if I can remember. Mm-hmm. I think if I remember well, it was on the 10th episode.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, really good dancer, okay? He has written credits for GOT7 and he signed under AOMG, okay? And he's released Extended Playing Point of View U. Also check out
Film in the Forest.
Film in the Forest too. And just check out the review in the cameo because it's there too.
Mm-hmm.
So with Jugyeom, Jugyeom is just, he's a magnet. And you know, he has like that youthful,
bratty energy
vibe. Yeah, he's very cute. I find it kind of cute because there is this few interviews with the members when he's asked something and he just like, you know, being kind of naughty.
Bratty.
Yeah. And the members are like, really? Really?
He's gonna get his ass beat.
So yeah, so that's Jugyeom for you guys. Mm-hmm. He's a magnet, also person. I think he's best is with Bam Bam, by the way. So
you think so? Why?
They're the same age.
Ah, so that makes sense. Yeah,
you know, they're their really close friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to essential songs.
Mm-hmm.
So we got seven. I divided it into two. The main track, well, the title tracks I know of. And then the B-sides. Big shout out to the Reddit group, the GOT7 Reddit group, because they helped me a lot with the B-sides. GOT7 discography is quite lengthy. And I did not notice that the most of the songs I know from GOT7 were title tracks until I was...
I mean, it kind of makes sense.
I know, but I'm like a B-sides person. So I was kind of... I was like...
Well...
I was like, Kathleen, why?
Don't beat yourself up over it. It's fine. It's okay.
I've been missing out.
You're going to make a playlist now with those songs and you're going to stream those, you know?
Well, here we go. So essential songs, Just Right, because it's just right, you know?
That music video is so cute.
It is
that
adorable.
That was such a good year.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Then we have You Calling My Name, because I love that dancey moment, you know? It's just like, also the leather suits made it for me. Then we have like, If You Do, Hair Carry, because Hair Carry, yeah? It's impossible not to mention Hair Carry.
Nope.
Then we have Lullaby, because I just love that song.
Is that the Christmas one?
No.
Oh.
That's a, like, Sweet Talk to Me, Baby, you know? And then he's the dancey dance, and they wear like pastel colors.
Yes, yes.
Stunning.
Yes.
So we have Breath, and we have Never Ever. Never Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Never gonna let you down.
Thanks.
Now let's go with B-sides. And I kept this short because, oh my god.
Okay. Writing essential songs is hard.
Tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Prove It, R&B track. Amazing. Then we have To Me, electronic R&B. Love the vibe. Then we have Go Higher. This is a song to play on a rave. It just goes off and love it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then we have Thursday, Poison. Q is such a cute song. So it's, I feel like they could film this video with that song and just be just in a little field playing around,
frolicking in the grass.
It's so cute.
With some flowers.
I love that song. And we have Before the Moon Rises. Okay. There is a lot. There is a few playlists in Spotify besides you need to listen to from God 7. But everyone has like different B-sides in the B-sides playlist.
Well, it makes sense. It's a very personal choice.
So it is, yeah, it is quite interesting seeing all of that. Now, I added this little section that we have added before. Reasons why to become a fan of God 7. Tell me, because I'm a fan.
I think it's a very good group to watch variety content of. Okay. Because they have very wholesome personalities. They vibe well with each other. And it just seems like they're legit friends rather than just co-workers.
Yeah.
They have a really good discography.
Yes.
Their songs are pretty amazing, to be fair. And they're really great dancers.
Yes, they're really good performers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think there's enough content to watch, to listen to, that it forms like the full picture.
The dynamics in God 7 are just incredible. It's just really hard to explain, but mm-hmm. I love their dynamics. I love they truly seem like they get on super well. And if you've seen like variety content with them, they are also super, super good with the crew. Like they treat their team like so well. Mm-hmm. And that's just an extra for me.
They're very good.
Yeah, also they have a lot of writing credits. Super talented. Producing, composing, voice to everything. Okay? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was it for this kind of lengthy episode.
Exciting!
Love God 7, so please go and check the discography. They're going to stay God 7 forever.
I'm kind of intrigued with, because they're all in like different agencies now, like what kind of music are they going to come out as, both solo and as a group?
So this is my prediction. I think like a lot of the members were more into R&B, hip-hop. So you see that in like Jackson's discography. It's more like hip-hop kind of thing, American pop kind of thing.
Yeah.
Then you have JB. He's got an R&B voice. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that he tries to go like, in that path.
Yeah, I think they're all like pretty really good. R&B ballads.
The R&B songs are in their B-side, that are R&B, are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the other members that are like really good vocalists, and they could have like a solid career as a balladist or an indie singer or whatever. And then you have the other ones that are like the full package. Kind of like Bambam can sing, dance, and rap.
Yeah.
You have Jugyeon, he can also sing, dance, and rap. You know, and they're just really good individually, and as a group, they're just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like these are my predictions. We're going to get like new songs, new albums with a lot of more creative freedom, which I think is incredible, because after I was hanging on the keyboard, I was like, God 7 needs that creative freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have the talent,
yeah,
but they weren't able to.
It was probably a stipulation on their new contracts.
Yeah, probably.
With their new agencies.
It makes sense, you know. So I felt like a lot of fans would agree with me on this. I felt like they just needed that push of like, yes, let them be them because they're incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was it for this episode of Discovery with a K. Remember to follow us in the kmeal.com for new content, K-pop reviews, drama reviews. We do a bit of everything. If you want to watch this video, go ahead and support us in our Patreon for this video and exclusive content as well. And yeah, follow us in the socials, please. We'll see you next time with a new episode of Discovery with a K.
Bye-bye! Bye-bye.